Going to be plenty of tension. Suncorp Stadium tomorrow night, going to be a belter of a game. It's only a trial, but it's got that extra twist, Berkey, because it's actually a testimonial for two Queensland legends, one being Cameron Smith from the Melbourne Storm, the other being Jonathan Thurston from the North Queensland Cowboys. Glad to say that Paul Green, the coach of the Cowboys, joins us. Hello, Greeny.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. It is a different sort of trial, isn't it? Might be a bit more fair dinkum.
Yeah, I think they'll definitely be a bit more atmosphere than normal trials. I think it's a wonderful initiative from the NRL to recognise these two great players in our game. So I think it should be a good night.
Gentlemen's agreements, they go out the window in these sort of friendly games?
Well, they last for about 5 minutes and then someone gets a bit serious and then they go out the window.
I suppose it's a massive step for you guys as well, isn't it? Welcoming back JT, Matt Scott, and then getting your collective ready for what is season proper.
Yeah, it's our main game to get ourselves ready for round one. It's only a couple of weeks away now. So, there's a fair bit of importance, not so much on the result, but just about getting your game on and seeing how it stacks up. And Melbourne are a quality opposition, so it'll be a pretty good gauge for us.
Have you been able to gauge any jealousy factor within the ranks that, the proceeds of this, they go to the two legends and we're all out here just plying our trade?
Well, the boys were talking to Jono about match fees and stuff like that. I don't think they got too much response from JT because it's all about charity. So, there was a bit of banter about that. At one stage, they were threatening to boycott the game and it would have to be... JT with Townsville Brothers against Cam Smith and Logan Brothers in Brisbane. So they have been having a bit of fun about it. So, it's good.
Just on that, you mentioned about the charity. How much of an influence is JT? Mm. Well, we've seen his recognitions off the field, up around the charity work he does, not only in North Queensland, but also Australia.
Yeah, look, I think he's, as he's gotten older, he's definitely... well aware of the impact he can have outside of just rugby league, and I think he uses that. We've got strong ties to the community up here, given we're a regional club, and we are very much aware of how we can impact the community socially from a positive point of view, and JT's quite often been at the forefront of those.
Greeny, when you think about you got yourself to the grand final, wasn't the result you wanted, but remarkable without the likes of Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott to get yourself and other injuries you carried into that grand final, get yourself to the big dance. How do they beat you this year if you stay healthy with those two guys coming back?
I love the way supporters, fans and commentators, it just rolls off the tongue that like it's a given you're going to make the grand final or win the grand final again. Look, it was a great year for us. There's no doubt about that. The challenge for us, though, is about making sure we sort of capitalise on that experience we had last year. And that's not always easy to do. There's plenty of good teams out there. There's a lot of footy to be played between now and grand final day come the first weekend in October. So, you can't take anything for granted. Everyone, I know it's a cliche, but everyone starts on 0 points and the hard work's ahead of us. So if we start focusing too far down the track, you take your eyes off what's really important, and that's making sure you're preparing as well as you can for games. And so that's got to be our focus, particularly at the start of the year.
Not to take you back and dwell on it, but I'd love to ask you about what was your mentality as a coach? Knowing that you have the best player, Golden Boot, the rest of it in your team, how do you then change your strategy to sneak into the top eight and then make it to the grand final? What was your blackboard or your whiteboard meetings like there? It must have been chock full of new strategies.
Not really. I think it was just about us playing to our potential. I think in the lead up to last year, we were competing really well. We did cop quite a few injuries in that period just before the semi-finals. But I knew we were definitely in the contest in all of those games, which is that's probably the hard thing to do, that just to make sure everyone's competing and their effort is close to the best they can give. And I know that was there. We just had to put a bit of execution around it and get a bit of consistency with our team, which we were managed to do through the finals, albeit we were a bit busted by the end of it. So there's a few guys carrying different breaks and bumps and bruises and whatnot. But it was... it was just a real a great display of, I suppose, belief. The boys had an incredible belief in each other and what we were doing, they went out and did it.
Greeny, I know this is half full kind of stuff, but could it be a blessing for Thurston and Scott that they missed, you know, big bulks of last year to freshen them up at their age to really have a red hot go this season?
Oh, there's no doubt that's going to be a benefit for us. But you never look. You never want to go into a game with your best players. So you know you'd never wish for that, not for a long stretch. But you know that is one of the benefits. They are fresher. They've also both had a full pre-season, which is really important to prepare yourself for a long year. So physically they're in pretty good shape, and I think mentally they're both looking forward to the year ahead, given what happened to them last year.
Now, Greeny, you're flying. You've got you're coming off contract with the North Queensland Cowboys, and reports you've already been anointed as the successor at the Brisbane Broncos of Wayne Bennett. It's a nice position to be in.
I'm just a little battler from what I'm doing me best. look, I don't out of any of that sort of stuff. I've said all along that my preference is to just do a deal here, so hopefully that can turn out.
Yeah, and are you in a rush to get that sorted and out of the way? Is it a distraction, or when do you wait till?
Oh, look, I'm in no rush. I'm comfortable where it's at. The discussions are ongoing. It hasn't been a distraction. We've got a pretty good group from that point of view, so... I don't see it as an issue at the stage.
All right. And how's the battler's horse going, Bassett?
He's like me, mate, battling away. He's coming off a spell. I think he might have gone all right in the trial last week, and so we'll see how he goes. Not too far away from the start.
He'd be back in a couple of weeks, wouldn't he? Or...
Should do, hopefully, if it all goes to plan. And I think he'll be back in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Greeny, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure it will be a big, big success, the testimonial game, and let's hope Jonathan looks after his teammates.
Yeah, thanks, coach.
And his coach, by the way.
Yeah, his coach, yeah.
Thanks, Greeny. Paul Green joining us from the North Queensland Cowboys, always good with his time, and, yeah, he's in the ownership of Bassett, who's been a really nice horse for him. It's won over 400,000 in prize money. He races at that sort of listed and group level, so well done to Paul Green. But, yeah, whether it's at the North Queensland Cowboys, he said that's the preference to get the deal done there. Nice to be anointed as the successor of Wayne Bennett at Brisbane. He was in Brisbane as an assistant coach, but honestly, he could go anywhere.
He could go. He just seems very calm about it, doesn't he, as well? He's got his options open, but we'll have to wait and see. I'll tell you what, Jay-Z, I don't know if you heard the story yesterday, Jay-Z took his entourage out to a bar in...
Jay-Z, who's he?
...in New Zealand. And pay for the bill. I think JT might have to do the same thing.
Oh, Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
As in?
Big dog Jay-Z.
Oh, rapper?
Yeah.
Oh, big dog.
Big dog.
He's not 50 Cent, is he?
No, different bloke.
Different bloke.
I think he owns 50 Cent.
8:45.